Welcome to Senior Matters on the Big Weck, the only one-hour radio show devoted to the adult population of Buffalo and Western New York. Senior Matters is sponsored by PB Elder Law, Buffalo's only law firm devoted 100% to elder law, and by Independent Health.
What does the red shirt treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers and access to the care you need. Learn more about Independent Health at redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Matters with Joe Chile starts now on the Big Weck.
Welcome back to Senior Matters on the Big Weck. I'm your host, Joe Chile. With us in studio today, Carrie Johnstone, who's the Executive Director of Vinecroft Retirement Community. Carrie, good morning. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
We appreciate it. You know, and I told Carrie beforehand, she goes, I might have a little bit of butterflies, you know, being on the air. I says, you know, this is just like 12 minutes of sheer panic. No, it's nothing like that. It's very nice. Tell us a little bit about Vinecroft, the location, you know, what the surroundings are like, you know, things like that.
Vinecroft, we're an independent community. We're located in Clarence Center off of Newhouse Road. We have 22 duplexes, which we call our patio homes, and 44 apartments.
Really? Mm-hmm. Okay. So what would you say sets Vinecroft apart from some of the other retirement community?
We are so close to the hub of transit, but yet you don't even hear transit from where we're at.
Really?
We have deer, turkeys, those lovely geese all over our lawns. We're a very nice, secure community where residents can walk around during the day, during at night.
Well, that's really nice. I live in Lewiston, and my next door neighbor is a real turkey. But we get along. What about the, now, is it, am I thinking of this correctly if I think of it being kind of like a country type setting rather than a city setting?
Very much so. Yeah. Our whole back lawn is all woods. We have two ponds that are in the community also. So it's very quiet, very quiet.
So people can actually go out and, you know, go around, you know, like walk around the area. And even if they're in a situation where maybe they're not as mobile as they used to be, are there aids and things that take people out for walks or things like that if they need
with
to?
With us, we're completely independent.
Okay.
So, but we have residents that will take walkers out and go around the community. It's a private drive, so we don't have to worry about traffic going through.
Well, that's good. What kind of amenities in the apartments themselves? What do you offer?
Our amenities are really awesome. We have a lot. With the apartments, we have all utilities. So we have cable and Wi-Fi. The only thing we don't do is a landline because who has a landline anymore?
Yeah.
But that's lunch and dinner are our meals. We have housekeeping that comes in twice a month and changes the bed sheets and the linens and cleans the apartment. We have transportation Monday through Friday. So a driver can take you to doctor's appointments or a miscellaneous run. All maintenance. So if you need anything hung, a light bulb changed, you just call us and we'll come down there and do it for you.
Now, what about if you need to go grocery shopping or things like that? Can you get someone to actually take
you
for that?
We'll have our driver that'll do a miscellaneous run on the weekdays, and they can go anywhere up and down transit or into Clarence, for that matter, that they need to go shopping.
You know, and there's apps that can do shopping, too, I'm sure, you know,
yep.
I'm sure many of us use during, you know, the COVID, you know, situation. So that's kind of easy, too. You know, is it, you said completely furnished, is it, or not?
Nope.
Not furnished?
Nope. We have, the apartments have a full kitchen.
Okay.
So there's the stove, which is electric,
mm-hmm.
The refrigerator, and then a microwave.
Okay. So you have your own, sofas, chairs, things of that nature.
Yep.
And what about, the size? I mean, is it two bedroom? Is it a one bedroom? What are they
we
like?
We have three. We have a two bedroom with one bath, a one bedroom with den, and a one bedroom.
Oh, wow.
So there's a nice variety to choose from.
Yeah, that's very nice. In the event that people want to see what it's all about, do you do tours?
I do. You can walk in and do a tour. That's very common for me. I am there Monday through Friday from 8 o'clock till 4:30, 5 o'clock, whenever you want to come in. You can just walk in or you can actually call me and set up a tour. And I'd be happy to show you everything.
And what about, can you actually talk to residents who are living there and say, you know, so you can get some kind of an idea from people that are living in the situation about what it's all about?
Oh, of course. I have my star resident who is 104.
Okay.
Who walks the hallways. And when I have a tour going on, she always is out there to give us a good word.
104.
You 104.
I did notice our producer here, Bobby, noticed that 104. It was a she. We guys aren't going to make it to 104.
Well, I do have a gentleman that's 100. He'll be 101 this year.
We hope. Unless the 104-year-old gets to her. I'm just kidding. No, the 104,
104,
really?
And she is a spitfire. She walks. We have four wings. So she walks the wings every day and walks her hallway 10 times to get her exercise in. You just move out of her way when she's going down the hallways.
Well, that's the obvious reason that she's 104, because yep. She's, you know, she's mobile and she's not sitting around all the time and watching TV or whatever the case may be. So that's awesome. Yeah, we're very happy for her. What about this fall? Anything special that people should know about for fall?
We do. I have a fall special going on where we've lowered our rates just to try to get new family members in. And to show you what we're about.
What about, have you had any situations where you just don't have any rooms available, any apartments available?
We have in the past. In all healthcare, you have the roller coaster of highs and lows.
Right, right.
So right now I do have openings and they're ready to go.
You know, that's kind of awesome to think that, you know, that you can do that. A lot of people, and I don't know how you deal with this. I mean, because I'm sure... When somebody comes in, they probably come in with their children or whatever, you know, an aide or whatever the case may be when they come in. And you're thinking about people that are, you know, they're not giving up their individuality or their, you know, they're not alone in this type situation, but they are giving up, you know, maybe a home that they were in their whole life, or maybe they were in an apartment that they were happy with, or maybe they were even living with, you know, relatives or things like this. Is it difficult when people think that they might be giving up, I don't know, some of their past or some of their, individuality, I guess, you know?
I like to tell everyone that you're gaining new family with all of us between staff and residents, and they're getting a whole new experience. Instead of being home, maybe alone, now you can go out and work on a puzzle, or you can do game night, or do any of the activities. You have your table mates at dinner. Mm-hmm. That you can engage in really wonderful conversations, which is always neat walking around to see everything and hear what they're saying. So I don't feel they're losing anything, but they're gaining a lot.
And I would imagine there's also a sense of security because you're not alone.
Yep.
There are a lot of people around, you know, in the event that something, happens, or if you were to fall or whatever. Do people... check, you know, this is, you said, is independent living, but do neighbors or people check on you to make sure everything is fine? Or is there any way that they can contact somebody in the event that, you know, they're not feeling well, or they're, you know, balance is a big thing as you get older. We go to the doctor. First thing they ask you, have you had any problem with balance lately? I go, no, balance on my account, maybe.
No. You know, we actually have a bunch of different options. So the one thing we do is, my example is, if you always walk out to get coffee and you walk by my office every day. Mm-hmm. If I don't see you by like 11 o'clock, you're running a little late. Don't be surprised if I'm not down knocking on the door just to make sure you're okay. We'll do that for lunches, for dinners. If you're not out for dinner and we know you haven't called to let us know, staff's going to go down and knock on the door just to make sure you're doing all right. And that goes with family members. Our phones are transferred after hours to my cell phone number. So we're 24/7, so it's not uncommon for a family member to call and say, hey, can you do a wellness check? And we will certainly. Check. And actually, the one thing our residents did is we have what we call our front porch light outside of our apartments. Mm-hmm. And our residents in the morning, when they get up, they turn their front porch light on, and their wing rep kind of walks the hallways to see if that light's on. And that's just to say, hey, I'm up, I'm okay, I'm doing well. And then if, say, by 11 o'clock, 11:30, that's their cutoff time, they'll give us a call and then we'll go and see if everything's all right.
That's good. I want my wing rep to be named Goose, kind of from Top Gun, if we could do that. All right, so Senior Matters on the Big Weck is brought to you by Independent Health. The red shirts are all about your health, and PB Elder Law, Buffalo's trusted elder law firm. We're talking to Carrie Johnstone today, who's the executive director of Vinecroft Retirement Community. We talked a little bit about, you know, meals and things like this. Are meals prepared? Do you make your own meals? You said you have your own, you know, utilities and, you know, your stove, refrigerator, things like that. What do you provide? What do they do? What do people, get together for?
We offer lunch and dinner.
Okay.
Lunch is normally soup, hot meal, sandwiches. Dinner is two different entrees with different choices. At the dinner hour also, because we're not big breakfast people at the moment, but we offer breakfast items mm-hmm. that they can take back to their room for the morning, or they do have a full kitchen if, say, they're not in the mood for a meatloaf night or whatever the case may be, then they're able to make it in their own room also.
Meatloaf isn't bad, but fruitcake. You know, once you make fruitcake for the holidays, use it for a doorstop every holiday after
that. Exactly.
What about a situation where, and you said this is independent once again, but somebody that has to have regular medication, whether they be diabetic or whatever the case may be, are there any kind of reminders for individuals? I mean, you know, heck, I live by myself and I have a little, you know, prescription case that says Monday through Friday on it, you know, or whatever the case may be.
As we're a non-medical, mm-hmm. but I do have residents that will have aides that come in.
Okay.
And the aides are able to come in 24/7 to help them out with whatever they need.
All right. And if somebody should come in, say, for instance, I have kids coming in from out of town. My daughter or my son is coming in. Can they, if you have the room in your individual apartment, can they stay with you? Like maybe for a weekend or something?
Oh, like yeah. That? They can stay there. Or we have guest rooms that they're able to rent also.
Oh, well, that's it.
That's a plus. Awesome.
Yeah, that is a definite plus.
They're close, but not that close.
Yeah. Do you have any snowbirds that, you know, decide to?
We do not. We did, but they're full-time up here in Buffalo now.
Really? Yep. See, I would have thought just the opposite, that they would be full-time. Well, I don't know. In Florida, you know, this year, maybe not such a good idea. Even in the Carolinas, maybe not, you know, not to make fun of it, but that's a very serious situation down there. Where can people get more information?
They can go to our website. Okay. At vinecraft.org, or you're welcome to call me at 716-338-0177.
All right. Try to call during regular business hours, because it sounds like you may be a little bit busy after business hours. You know, that's very good. Carrie Johnstone, I should say, who is the executive director of Vinecraft Retirement Community. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.